Shalom Aleichem, and a good Chodesh, and a good Nel, and a good Yahr. Parshas Nitzavim on the Pasuk of Mal Hashem Elokecha Eslevavcha Ve'eslevav Zarecha. Balaturim says that Eslevavcha Ve'eslevav is Rosh HaTevis Elul. L'kach Mogu L'Hashkim U'Lispalos Lichus Merish Chodesh Elul Ve'elech. State that the avoda of Elul, the Baal Turim is Merumis, is the avoda that a person does Mila to his heart. Es Levavcha ve'es Levav Zarecha, the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav. So according to the Baal Turim, so the Hagdara of the avoda of Elul is a person doing Mila to a person's heart. What does it mean to do Mila to a heart? What does it mean that a person takes the oral law off his heart? The Ramban over here says that this situation where a person takes the Ramban over here in Itzavim says that a person takes the oral law off his heart is a darg of a person going back to the darg of Adam Rishon Lifnei Achet, where his natural tendency was to do the right thing. But what does it mean, Mila of the heart? So, say interesting in Parshas Ekev, the Ramban says, Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Umaltem is Orlach Vavchem. The Rabban over there says, what does it mean, umaltem is all that's about him? He says something very, very interesting. He says, a person does Mila on his heart, and it allows the das to go into a person's heart. I want to read you the Lashon inside over here. Maltem perk yud parshas eke pasuk to zayin umaltem es orlas levavchem v'or pechem letakshuot zok der Ramban umaltem es orlas levavchem shiye levavchem patuach ladas ha'emes. Your hearts will be open to know the emes. Leikasher asisim ad hayoyim shalei nosen Hashem lachem lev ladas einayim leroyes. The pasuk of nosen lachem lev ladas, the Ramban is quoting a pasuk over here in Perek Chavtes, in the end of Parshas Kisavoy, the pasuk says, "Le'nasan Hashem lochem lev ladas einayim leroyes." The job of the lev is to know, and Ramban is saying is that umaltem es orlas levavchem is the opposite of the pasuk. Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Kisavoy, "Le'nasan Hashem lochem lev ladas einayim leroyes," and the idea of taking off the orlas alev is that your hearts will be open to know the truth. Very interesting. The Ramban is saying a chiddush that the das, the emes, has to go into the heart. Now, l'chaira, the inyan of das is an intellectual concept. It's a concept of that hashayach is to. It's a concept that hashayach is to the brain. Why the heart? But the Ramban brings a raya. He brings a raya from this pasuk in the end of Parshas Kisavi, Perek Chof Tes. Of Le'nelson Hashem Alechem Lev Ladas. It's about the heart knowing the truth. Now, how does the heart know the truth? Shteta, that the yisoid of the Avoida is many times a person knows the truth, but it remains an intellectual exercise. It remains academic. It remains theoretical. It doesn't creep into a person's heart. It doesn't become part of the reality. It doesn't become part of the emotional system. It doesn't become part of the cheshbonos of how they live their lives. The inyan of umaltem es orlas levavchem. What does it mean taking the orla off the heart, and then what? Taking off the covering and allowing the das to penetrate. The emes is that this yisoid is a mefor to Rashi. Rashi says in Yuma Daf Lamed Testament Aleph, on top of the page, the Gemara over there says in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, Tana Deber B'Shmol, Aveiru Mitamtem Es Libo Shel Adam. an avera blocks a person's heart, gives a heart blockage. So it's very interesting. The normal understanding of, or maybe perhaps the common or the popular understanding of avera mitamtem is that a person gets heart blockage, a person loses the sensitivity for ruchnius. A person has a lack of Yerushalayim, a person loses the sensitivity for Avodas Hashem, a person loses the sensitivity for an Avera. Rashi says otherwise. Rashi says, Mitam Temes, Beitemes, Beseisemes, it blocks Mikol Chochma. The Chochma doesn't go in, the heart's blocked. Very interesting. Statement Forish that what an Avera does is that an Avera blocks Chochma from going into the heart. A person knows things, but a person doesn't live it, a person doesn't experience it. So the person doesn't feel it. Because avera blocks the heart. That means there's a pathway between a person's brain and a person's heart to allow that's a whole avoda. That is the avoda. And we're an avera is chal. The person wants to know where does the avera make the blockage? Where does the avera affect the person? Besides that, it's a mice avera that a person does. But what's the devastating effect in Avera? It causes heart blockage. And what does heart blockage mean? Heart blockage means that the Das, the MS, the Chachma, doesn't go in. We call Chachma. There's no Chachma that goes into the heart. And so what if Chachma doesn't go into the heart, but a person knows the Chachma? It's not enough to know it. A person has to live it. A person has to experience it. A person has to run his life according to it. Marita Kamaisa. So if it says, okay, in Rashi, Yumadaf Yom HaTesamad Aleph, that the Inyan of a Chet, the damage that a chet does, the effect of a chet does, is that it blocks the heart from chachma going in. Why is that, by the way? That's the yisod of a chet. The yisod of a chet is that a person didn't live according to emes. A person didn't live according to das. The yisod of a chet is that a person lived with his body, lived with his heart, lived with his ritzinus. So the midah keneged midah of the effect that a chet has is that taka chachma stops going into the heart. A person becomes blocked because that's the whole act of a chet, that a person gave in to the ritzinus of his body as opposed to following what he knows the emes. So then it already caused a timtum that the Chochmah stops going into the heart, if that's true. So then the tikkun for Chet, tshuva, means that a person opens up his heart again to Das. That's what it means in Maltimus or Olas Lavachma. So now we understand the pshat on this Ramban in Parshas Eker. When the Ramban says in Maltimus or Olas Lavachma, it means you should take off the blockage of your heart. Says the Ramban, what's the pshat? The Ramban says the pshat is that your heart should be open to the truth. That's the blockage. That's Mamas the Rashi and Yuma. What's the blockage? The blockage is that a person doesn't live his life according to Das and doesn't allow the Emes to go in. So now we understand why the Avoid of Elo, which is the Avoid of Tshuva, is the Avoid of opening the heart to Das, that the things that we know should be our reality. How does a person do that? So it's very interesting. We go back to the Ramban over here in Parshas Nitzavim. On the pasuk Umal Hashem es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha, the Ramban says clearly, and then all the Rambans come together in one nifla dikum mosaic. The Ramban says as follows. Dr. Ramban, how do you do mila? Dr. Ramban, mila means, let's see the lashon here. The Ramban says, find there about okay. It says like this: Le'isav avi moish haMashiach tia bechira b'toyv lehem tevo. What does that mean? What does it mean that there's going to be mila? Le'isav lehem halev l'masha ena roiv le'achwitz berklal v'ya mila. Mila means that a person is not going to want and have taiva for what he shows need. Continues Rabban ki achemda va'taiva orla l'alev. Chemda and taiva is the blockage of the heart. Staying there, Rabban. Stating the Ramban that the yisoid of the stating the Ramban that the yisoid of the Arulas Halev is chemda v'taiva, what a person doesn't want, and that blocks the seichel and the das from coming into a person's heart. So we have the whole picture over here. And Aveiro causes timtum halev, which is that the chachma, the das, doesn't go into the lev. Avoid of Elo is a mola shemes levavcha ve'es levav. Es levavcha ve'es levav says the Baal Torah is Rosh HaTevis Elo. And what is Mila? Mila allows the Das to go back into the Lev. And how does the person open up the heart to Das? Takes off the blockages. And what are the blockages? Chemda and Taiva, that a person wants things that he shouldn't want. That means his Lev Dami. What's Chemda and Taiva? Chemda is a person's retainers. The Lev has illogical, irrational needs. Chemda, Taiva, Abi. That means the person's dominated by the Lev. When a person's dominated by his Lev, then the Das can't go in. That's the Oimig of what the Ramban means. So the act of Mila is that a person doesn't run his life by his Lev. That means a person doesn't live his life just with Taiva and Chemda. The person lives his life with Seichel. Then the heart is open for the Das to come in, that a person lives his life, that his Ritzainus, which is his heart, are not dominated by Taiva and by Chemda, which are things which are irrational. Rather, it's dominated by Das. And that's the Mila of Elul. That we should have siyata d'shmaya, to open our hearts and to feel what we know and to live what we believe, and to take off the blockages and bring the Rabbanu Shalom back into our lives. Kol tov, Agun Shabbos.